What's up, you guys? How's it going? Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. You guys hear about the Monopoly movie? There's gonna be a Monopoly movie now following the Barbie movie, directed by Margot Robbie, expanding the toy multiverse, the cinematic toy multiverse. After Barbie, everyone was like, I hope there aren't more movies about toys. I hope there are more movies about women made by women. Margot Robbie was like, how about both? How about I make a movie about a toy? The Barbie movie was as big a success as it was because it was based on a fucking billion, multi-billion dollar toy empire. It wasn't called the feminist movie for a reason. The feminist movie wouldn't have been the top grossing movie of all time. That's what Barbie was, wasn't it? Wasn't Barbie the top grossing movie of all time? I better fact check that.
Was Barbie the top grossing movie of all time?
Oh no, it was the top grossing movie directed by a woman, though. Congrats, Greta Gerwig, for that. Barbie remained the number one movie for four consecutive weekends and eventually became the highest grossing movie ever by a woman. It's currently the 14th biggest domestic release and 15th biggest global release in history. Alright, so it was a really fucking big movie. It wasn't the biggest movie of all time. But Feminist the movie, would not have even ranked. That would have been the 1,000th. The same exact movie with the title Feminist the movie. The feminist movie would have been the 1,000th. Most popular domestic, same exact movie. But women did enjoy that, and men did enjoy that. It was from a different perspective than we're more than used to, probably getting bored of, right? They did kind of make the Barbie movie all about Ken, though. I feel like it was mostly Ryan Gosling. Margot Robbie sort of made like cameos. She was like popping up here and there. They're really following Ryan Gosling. And Ryan Gosling got to perform at the Oscars. Why didn't Margot Robbie perform at the Oscars? Maybe she didn't sing. Barbie was the highest grossing movie of that year. Of 2023. As well. Alright, so that's another good record. And Barbie movie surpassed Super Mario Brothers movie, which isn't exactly a toy, but now what am I talking about? It's completely a toy. It's a video game, which is a toy. It's another toy movie. You want to know another toy movie? Dungeons and Dragons. It's a board game. Toy. Movie. I was in the background of that movie, and I'll even admit, it was a fucking toy movie. I was in the background of a toy movie. I'm like a fucking toy soldier. The only movies that are going to be made are toy movies. That's the only way anyone's going to be able to direct any movie, let alone a woman. If you want to make a movie, you have to pick a fucking toy. Choose your fighter. G.I. Joe, Barbie, the Monopoly guy. Just open the toy box. What kind of toy movies do you guys want to see? Drop it in the comments. I want to see, I don't really play with toys. I was like a weird kid. I like drew things and like made movies. I like made movies as a kid. So when you say what toys do you want to make a movie of, like, my brain is like imploding, spontaneously combusting. Man, I'm fucking weird. I think I'm just realizing how weird I am. Anyways, I hope the Monopoly movie is good. I'm sure it will make a shit ton of money. Margot Robbie's the new Monopoly man. Man, she's gonna monopolize the toy movie game. Starring Margot Robbie as the Monopoly man. You know who didn't get the message from the Barbie movie? Arizona. Shit, but they didn't see the fucking Barbie movie. They're watching movies from 1864. They aborted Barbie. What the fuck is Arizona doing reinstating a 160-year-old abortion ban? Why we gotta resurrect the dead like that? It's now criminal for a doctor to perform an abortion unless the mother's life is at stake. Even with cases of rape or incest, the doctor and anyone who assists in getting the abortion can serve 2 to 5 years. That's crazy. It's like your whole family could end up in jail if they're all in on you getting the abortion. Your parents, they pay for it, jail. Your sibling, they gave you a ride to the abortion, jail. You, jail. Everybody is just going to end up in jail. It's super, super fucked. You would all be in jail, but at least maybe you wouldn't be pregnant with an unwanted child. Unless you get caught before you can even get it done. Then that would seriously suck. Then the baby, also jail. What else is going on? You guys remember Lunchables? Or you know Lunchables? Maybe you still eat Lunchables. I hope you don't eat Lunchables and listen to my podcast, though. If you do, stop eating Lunchables. Or stop listening to the podcast. But I prefer you stop eating Lunchables. And I'll give you a reason to stop eating Lunchables. They're for babies. They're for school children. I'll give you another reason. They have lead. They have high levels of lead and sodium. Particularly lead. I could do with a little extra sodium. Fuck it, like, lots of things have like a lot of sodium, but lead, not so down with. I'm not trying to eat lead. I don't know if I eat lead, but I'm definitely not trying to eat lead. And forget about me. Kids shouldn't be eating lead. This is like a kid's food. That's why you shouldn't be eating, though. I honestly don't know who listens to my podcast. I don't think it's like kids. I think it's people at least 18, probably. I talk about some fucked up shit on this podcast, man. Listener discretion is advised. And Lunchables discretion is also advised. These shits are served in school lunches at schools, apparently, too. It's just like highly processed, packaged meats and cheese and like crackers. It's fucking disgusting. Lunchables. It's not even edible. It's unedibles. It's lead. It's metal. You're eating like metal cheese. Metal meat. Mystery meat. That's the real mystery meat. We figure out the mystery and it's fucking metal. It's lead. Lead and salt. Oh, and apparently something called cadmium too. And that's been linked to kidney, bone disease, cancer, who knows, whatever the fuck else. So it's got lead, it's got cadmium and sodium. And lead, no safe level exists for children to consume, according to the Center for Disease Control. So there's no safe amount of Lunchable. No amount of Lunchable is safe to consume. Not even a cracker. Not even one bologna. One little round fucking bologna. Dude, it's so gross. Why would you even want to serve that to your kid? You want to turn your kid into a fucking Lunchable? A vegetable? Inedible? Oh, wait, one more thing. It also looks like there's something called phthalates or, I quote, everywhere chemicals that is in plastic and it's linked to reproductive issues, diabetes, and some cancers. So these shits are fucking toxic. It's a toxic school lunch. Fucking radioactive. Biohazardous. Chemical waste lunch. Pray for the kids whose parents gave them this or are giving them this. Kids who ate Lunchables growing up are, nobody knows where they are right these days. Who knows what they're doing now? I sometimes had Lunchables growing up. Maybe that's why I am where I am. Don't give your kids Lunchables or they might become podcasters. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Shit, I hope I didn't eat too many Lunchables. You want to ask me what kids should be eating? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly and a baseball bat. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. You remember that? Anybody get that reference? Hopefully not. All right, peace.